Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call in respect of inter alia, the unaudited financial results for the quarter and half-year ended on 30th September 2025, hosted by GE Power India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Bhatla, Managing Director of GE Power India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Dear investors, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining today's call where we will discuss our performance for second quarter and half-year ending September 2025. We believe you all have reviewed our results and investor presentation, which is available on our website as well as on the stock exchanges. I am joined today by our CFO, Mr. Ashish Ghai, Mr. Vimlesh Singh, and Mr. Roshan Singh, the commercial leaders, to update you on our performance across the business and to address any queries you may have. Before we discuss the quarterly and the half-yearly performance, we would like to briefly touch upon the broader industrial context. India's power consumption rose 3.2% year-on-year basis to about 146 billion units, reflecting steady but moderated demand amid favorable weather patterns in September 2025. This follows a cumulative first-half FY26 growth of approximately 4%, which is aligned with the International Energy Agency projections for the full year. Peak power demand during the month stood at 229 gigawatts, slightly below the previous year's 230 gigawatts as abundant monsoon rains curbed the cooling needs. While summer peaks earlier in the year approached 250 gigawatts in May, the government's forecast of 277 gigawatts for the region was tempered by intermittent rainfall, highlighting the role of renewable in balancing the grid. Even though we witnessed 15% above normal rainfall, underlying electrification needs and the industrial rebound will sustain momentum into Q3, as we understand. Coal demand in India, the world's second largest consumer, stabilized after robust 5.5% growth in 2024, reaching a record high of nearly 40 million tons, driven by economic growth and heat wave-induced power needs, with coal-fired generation up by 5%. Looking to 2026, we anticipate 2.5% acceleration fueled by industrial recovery and moderated renewable penetration. Ministry of Environment and Forest and the Climate Change revised the notification limiting flue gas desulfurization installation to about 30 gigawatts of India's thermal power plants by December 2027 and December 2028 progressively, while taking the category C plants, which are more or less like 70 gigawatts, out of the scope of the policy. Your company is watching very carefully as to how does the market momentum of the new tenders build up on this segment in the coming months. While marketing is also witnessing the termination of few awarded orders as at the same time. Now, coming down to our business performance, as we wrap up the first half year of 2026, our revenue streams are showing encouraging stability and a profitable first half, giving us confidence as we navigate the second half of the year. Commercial and the operational excellence has driven meaningful order intake and margin expansions in our core services segment. With the consistent focus to develop competencies and the products to serve non-JPL thermal installed base in India, your company increased the core order intake from 235 crore in first half of 2024-2025 to 343 crores in 25-26. The overall sales perspective, including the core and the upgrade, your company took a leap of 23% during the same period as stated above. Delighted to share about the amicable and the successful settlement of BHEL outstanding, strengthening our financial position by unlocking cash inflow with clear timelines of payments in the subsequent quarters. Additionally, the dispute with JP Venture Power Limited has also been settled amicably. We have been able to penetrate seven countries by securing orders so far: Saudi, Turkey, Austria, UAE, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Morocco, with intervention to about 8 GW of the installed base, where BHEL supplied boiler spares worth 4 crore. They also give additional impetus to our core services segment as we move forward. Towards the clean environment commitment, BHEL also won NOx abatement and the performance improvement order worth 47 crore from Adani Mahan for their 600 MW unit in the first half of 2025-2026. Year 25 has been a bold, decisive year for the steps which we have taken to create the lasting value for our shareholders, including the strategic sale of hydro and the gas businesses in the previous quarters. Building on that, the first half FY 2026, we announced a key strategic demerger of our Durgapur undertaking to JSW Energy, effective from July 1st, 2025, via a share entitlement ratio of 10 JSW Energy shares for every 139 BHEL shares. This move streamlines our portfolio, unlocks value for shareholders, and allow us to sharpen focus on the high margin, shorter cycle opportunities. As a result, the standalone net worth position of our company stands today at 298 crores as on September 30th, 2025, versus 233 crores as on 31st March 2025. A sure reflection of disciplined cash management. As disclosed in our previous various earnings calls, Durgapur's current capacity is about 2.5 lakh hours, and this is being underutilized for only 2/3 of the sale being loaded in the previous year, primarily due to the nature of the services business. The present contribution of Durgapur facility to JPL's top line has not been very significant. The facility will be requiring expenditure to maintain township and the run factory, which brings significant pressure on the bottom line along with the underutilization situation. During the period, NCLT approval of the scheme of demerger and until the proposed transaction closing, the Durgapur facility remains the property of JPL and will continue to be accessible by JPL's customer and suppliers who have service needs, including the buyer. Post the transaction closing, JPL will be able to purchase services from Durgapur facility through JSW Energy, the new owner of the Durgapur facility. JPL's strategy remains largely the same as previously announced, that is to serve the best to its customers and shareholders by focusing on profitable, fast turnaround and cash accretive orders. JPL is ahead on target of profitability of its core services. With the stronger operational discipline and the sharp focus on financial prudence, we are moving into the rest of FY 2026 with confidence and clear purpose to grow and stabilize, and our focus on our services segment. I will now pass it over to Ashish. Hello, Ashish. Who will walk us through the financial details? Over to you, Ashish.
Thank you, Puneet. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking out the time and joining today's earnings call. I would like to build on the commercial update shared by Puneet just now by adding a few data points, and I'll follow it up with detailed discussion on the financial performance. On the commercial update, during the current quarter, your company secured orders of 240 crores compared to rupees 446 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year. Notably, the previous year figure included a significant order for Vanakbori complex turbine upgrade, which was valued at rupees 243 crores. Your company's pivot to focus on margin and cash accretive services business, with core services as the main driver of it, is on right track, and core orders have increased from rupees 112 crores in September 2024 quarter to 162 crores in the current quarter. This marks a 45% increase. Core is poised to build on its momentum and deliver double-digit year-over-year growth. As of September 30, 2025, your company has an order backlog of rupees 1,825 crores. It is down from 2,662 crores as on March 31, 2025, which is driven by the termination of two FGD EP contracts with GP Bina and GP Negri combined at 773 crores value. Coming to the financial performance now, revenue for the quarter ending September 2025 stood at rupees 281 crores versus rupees 217 crores in September 24 quarter. Important to note here that majority of the sales now come from core services. Profit before tax and exceptional items for the quarter stood at rupees 33 crores compared to rupees 8 crores in the quarter ended 30th September 2024. Also, I want to update our investors that we have received full and final settlement of Sholapur fire insurance claim during the current quarter amounting to rupees 6.6 crores. With this, now we have closed the insurance claims recovery process for both Sholapur and Sipat fire incidents. Your company has taken few critical steps in the current quarter, such as filing of settlement with BHEL and JP, plus filing of demerger transaction for Durgapur with JSW Energy. These actions are decisive and reflects management commitment to continue to reduce financial exposure, optimize operational costs, and march towards sustained profitability at the back of core services business and disciplined execution. And this quarter's performance is a testament to the effectiveness of this strategy. Despite the challenges posed by the limitation on FGD installations, we have managed to maintain a solid financial footing from operations. Our ability to secure key core orders and a healthy backlog positions us well for the year ahead. Before I open the forum for Q&A, I humbly want to convey to you all that as management, we remain fully committed to drive a sustainable turnaround for your company, focused on generating consistent profits and cash flow. This is a long-term journey, and we are advancing with disciplined execution, one quarter at a time. Thank you again for joining, and we can take the questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, you know, my first question is about the fall in outstanding orders. How would the management explain this?
Okay. Rahul, thanks for having a sharp eye onto this. The fall of the orders is basically, it's a comparison wherein in the last figures, the FGD numbers and an upgrade number for Wanakbori was also there. So that's the reason, which is mostly a product business for us. So that's the reason you are finding the fall. But if you look at the apple-to-apple comparison, we will find that it will be about 18% up onto the order intake from a core perspective.
Yeah, so the quantum of orders in hand currently are
1825 crores, sir. 1,825 crore is the order backlog as on 30th September, Rahul.
Okay. You know, my second question is about the gross margins. So the current quarter, I think the gross margins are about 22% against, you know, a much higher gross margin, about 42% in the corresponding quarter last year. How do we, and how much of, you know, this includes the shipment to JP Power, for which the revenue hasn't been recognized?
So, yeah, I can take that one.
Yeah.
So, current, so firstly, I think the gross margin, if you see our COGS and work in progress, which is primarily project-related direct cost, our gross margin stands at roughly 33% for the current quarter on the 281 crores of top line that we have earned. This is at the back that now majority of it, around 55%, come from core services, where we have better gross margins. Yes, you are right that it also has an impact of JP in the current quarter, where we have taken a charge on the P&L for rupees 27 crores. So that is a dent in the current P&L that we would have coming from JP. We have done the settlement. We have signed a settlement with them, which is effective as we speak. And as per the agreement, we have to complete the supplies of all the you know, material in the projects that were procured so far. Subsequent to that, JP would you know, pay us the money for the settlement that we have done. We expect that to complete within October to December quarter. And if there are gains from that settlement and following collection, that will be booked in the October to December quarter, which is also given in the notes to account. So we have declared that in the financial results as well.
So, am I right in understanding that, you know, the charge of, exceptional charge of 27 crores on JP, and there is a one-time credit of 23 crores which you've taken on account of the BHAL reversal of provision, right?
You are right. Both the understanding is correct.
Okay. And what is the consideration of the JP order?
You mean the contract price that we signed? Just to clarify the question, the contract price when we signed?
Yeah, what is the value of the JP order, which is likely to be booked in the current?
775 crores, both combined. So there are two contracts, JP Bina and JP Nigri. Both combined are valued at 775 crores.
So likely to be booked in the current quarter?
No, this is the one which we have terminated, Rahul. This was booked in the previous year. This contract got terminated in the current quarter.
I see. So, you know, at the notes to the accounts, it says that you have made some shipment and on fulfillment of certain conditions, you are likely to receive some consideration from JP Power, right? And
that's JP right.
Power. That's
right. Yeah. That's right. That is the settlement. Yeah, that is 25 crores, which is the settlement amount. Once we have completed those shipments and accepted by the customer, customer shall pay us 25 crores.
Okay. You know, any other new lines of business you're thinking of entering?
So, not at this point, Rahul. We introduced last year the exports opportunities in our portfolio, which 2 years back we were not doing. And we declared to our investors and to the market that we will be focusing on 7 countries, plus eyeing some more. And like Puneet has informed earlier, now we have foot on the door in these 7 countries. And over the last 6 quarters, we have been successful to slowly, you know, enter these markets. Now is the time that we would focus on penetrating them. But there is no plan to now, you know, find a new industries or new avenues. The idea is that we are focusing on core services, domestic and exports both. Now is the time when we would look for sustainability and stabilizing these and growing in these areas. So that's the strategy that the company has announced, and we are fully committed to that.
Which you can also see is that over the course of the previous periods, both the sales as well, both the order intakes as well as the sales have grown substantially up. And we would like to really focus ourselves on our strategy, which we have worked out earlier, to now start getting it amplified and multiplied.
Okay. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Premal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. The team has really done well in the last 4 or 5 quarters to turn this around. Appreciate it. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you, sir, and good to hear you again.
Same here. Now, my first question is regarding the settlement agreement with BHEL. What kind of a settlement agreement is this, and why is BHEL paying you 340 crores?
Ashish, maybe you can...
Sure. So BHEL is an old customer for us, to whom, as a vendor partner, we have supplied a lot of boiler pressure parts in various new build projects that they have executed. So in our receivables today, we have 357 crores of receivable coming from BHEL. So what the settlement comes from is at the back of the receivables that is already there in the balance sheet, number one. This settlement typically, what it warrants is that they have agreed, because there were some technical, gaps that BHEL had identified, and the technology comes from another Vernova entity, promoter group. So it's a joint settlement of G Power India Limited, the offshore Vernova entities, and BHEL, where certain amounts are agreed between the Vernova entity and BHEL. But as far as G Power India Limited is concerned, they have agreed to pay us what is owed to us to the tune of rupees 340 crores. It's already there in the receivable in a phased manner, and the cash flow would come in the next 2 to 3 quarters. We have received the first tranche in the month of October to the tune of rupees 50 crores, and the effect of that has been taken. So that is a brief on the settlement. If there are certain or specific questions, we can take that.
Yeah, and note also mentions that there are certain fulfillments that GE would have to agree upon. And what are those fulfillments? The same note regarding BHEL paying you 340 crores. Those 340 crores would come if there are certain fulfillments which GE has agreed upon.
Yeah, so currently what we need to do is there are technical field contracts, service contracts, which are there with BHEL. We need to fulfill on that. And other than that, we have closed on as-is-where-is basis for most of those contracts. What remains to a commitment from other Vernova entities will be added. So what we will continue to support them in the PG test that they have to do, where our technical field advisors would be there in assisting them. So that's an obligation we have agreed to take to support our customers so that they are successful in their PG test.
And as per the ECL policy that GE has, against these 50 crores, you all have reversed 23.8 crores. So what would be the reversal against 340 crores?
You have been a very consistent you know, attendee to these calls, you know, we refrain from giving any futuristic statements. However, what I can tell you is that as and when the collections keep coming, as per the policy that we have adopted, the current provision in the balance sheet would get reversed. So, you know, I think it's a good win for BHEL, for us, and for Vernova Group as a whole.
No, that's quite true, no doubt. Okay, I'll go on to the second one. Now, this JP FGD order getting cancelled, understood, no problem on that. But then the thing is that you all must have done some work in the last 1.5 years, right?
That's
after
right.
Receiving the orders. So, if this order is being cancelled, what is the approximate cost GE Power has actually incurred on this project, and what is the kind of return are you going to get from GP?
So it is going to be almost break even. We might have a maybe in the range of 2 to 4 crores of overrun, but we had a balance sheet exposure of around 27 crores, which is what we have taken a charge already. And like I said, we expect 25 crores to see from GP. So I would say, again, a good win, an amicable settlement that we have entered into. What remains to be seen, of course, we are in process of also settling our agreements or the unpaid work with the vendors. So if something plus minus comes there, it will come. Otherwise, I would say it's almost at a break-even settlement and amicable.
Yeah, that sounds good. So that's okay. Now, third one is, what is the scalability of this service business? It's more of a manpower thing, because now that the hydro business is gone, the gas business is gone, and the Durgapur factory is gone, so manufacturing activity is going to be literally negligible. So there will be upgrades, and who's going to take care of those upgrades? Because you all don't have a factory to manufacture anything, so you will be outsourcing that.
Yeah, so first, this is not just manpower. What we typically do in the services are two sets of businesses. One is the core services, in which there are three subparts of it. We are suppliers of the spare parts for all the products that exist in a power plant. So it's actually end-to-end solution for all the product lines, be it generator, turbine, boiler, APCs, or automation and control. So we provide spare parts to them. That's one. Second, what we do is that we have a very strong in-house repair capabilities with our technical field advisors who are extremely skilled in this, and for any of the repair work which comes. Or third part, which is on the services side, on the overhauling and maintenance of these. These are the three subsets of the core business that we have. And core remains the focal point. This is very short term. Average, it takes like NTP plus 12 months to complete the contract. So it's a low risk, high, faster working capital, you know, cash and margin accretive projects that we enter into. That's core. Then we have upgrade, which is typically modernization and retrofitting of these, you know, mostly boiler or tenders for turbines that we get, complex upgrades that we do. In terms of our capability, within the Vernova Group, we had a factory in Sanand, which is now sold to Arable Solutions. However, we have a 5-year contract with them where we have access to their facility. So that gives us an access for generator and turbine manufacturing solutions. Now, with this current demerger also announced, we have again signed a 5-year contract with JSW Energy, which would give us access or continuity to serve our customers on the boiler and mills, these core orders and upgrade orders, plus also give us flexibility to flex our supply chain arrangements in the next 5 years. So I would say there are sufficient measures taken to make sure that, you know, we have that skill available, and within Vernova promoter group, there are factories in Europe, there are factories in US who are the OEMs of that technology, which is installed in India. So we have that edge also coming from, you know, Vernova support.
So, Mr. Shah, just to add on to this, just to give you a little bit of a more flavor onto this, this was all on the cost capability perspective, but all said and done, the thermal generation is still poised to be to the level of more than 55% or so in terms of the electricity generated in the for next. If you take it like 2030 or 2032, something like that. And with the PLFs getting increased day by day, which means that the chances of servicing for the business would definitely be increasing. And we also rely a lot, which is a differentiator for us, on the emergency repair. So all said and done, the confidence which we have is already been explained by Ashish in terms of the supply chain and marketing of
Yes, yes, there's no doubt about that. That was a good explanation. And what about the scalability of the service business? Because now that this is going to be the main chunk of the business that is going to be coming in, no doubt I've been seeing quarter on quarter 240, 250, 260 crores of service orders coming in. But then how much can you scale this business up to?
So maybe if you have looked into our web presentation which we have presented, you will find that the CAGR for the at least for the period of half yearly has seen a consistent growth, and we have got a real big focus, sharply, very much focus on our services growth of the non-JEPIL fleet also, for which we are constantly improving our capabilities and the capacities and the technical readiness. So that's the area which we are focusing on. So I think I would like to explain it with this rational answer to your question.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And once again, congratulations. You are doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question. Just wanted to confirm whether the company would be building boilers or it would be just the repair work. And if yes, which facility would that be manufactured in?
So Rahul, I'll just continue the answer which was given to the earlier Mr. Shah. The boilers would be still in our portfolio for the core services, which means for all sorts of activities, sub-activities on a services segment, means spares, repairs, pressure parts, mills, as well as the upgradation for the NOx abatement and all the stuff. We have got also a tie-up, as I said in my starting speech, with respect to the demerged business, that we would have still an access to the Durgapur factory. Plus, we also have a quite a good reliance on our overall global supply chain, which we have also established, mostly on the India, but yes, we have got a few things outside also. So that aspects have been duly taken care of, and boiler is not going to be out of our focus moving forward.
Okay. If I got it right, the orders backed on the repair and upgradation work outside India this quarter was to the tune of 4 crores, right?
Yeah, that's the area wherein we have started looking into about, as we said in our previous call on our strategy, that we have started focusing on the 13 odd countries. Out of this, 7 countries we have so far been able to penetrate. But that 13 countries are only for our boiler spare businesses, not for the rotating machines. And so far, we have been able to start getting up at first penetrations and the first RFPs. The orders which we have got so far within this period is 4 CR.
Okay. And you feel confident that this can be ramped up?
Yes.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Smit Shah from GHB Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so these core services orders that we get, so once we get the order, these are executable over how much time period?
So Ashish, maybe if you can read it out, maybe you can just
re-explain. So typically the average lead time is within 12 months. 20 to 12 months we are done with the complete project in these core orders.
Okay, and the EBITDA margins in core services would be how much? If you can just give a ballpark range.
Sir, sorry, we don't give sub-segment. We don't provide sub-segment ranges, and it would be difficult because especially with the EBITDA, because how we operate is there are a lot of common teams for across core upgrades or even supporting the other products also. So we do not report the segmental results. So I won't be able to give you that.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Jain from InvestWell. Please go ahead.
So most of my questions have been answered. There are just a few conclusions which I am unable to understand entirely. So can you tell me, as a PL statement, what would be the normalized PL topic after accounting for any settlement or write back that we have done on account of JP or bail?
So we got the second question. Sorry, could you repeat? So you asked for the normalized profitability if we exclude the settlement. That part we understood. Yeah, you asked another question. Sorry, can you repeat that?
No. This was the only question that I asked you this time for the current quarter and for the half year.
Okay, understood. So for the current quarter, Mr. Dan, I think Mr. Shah actually summed it well. We have a charge of 27 crores coming out of JP settlement, and we have a release of 23 crores coming out of VHL settlement. So you can say that both are neutralizing each other, and what you see, the profitability, is what it is. Like, there is still a charge of 4 crores in the P&L. So I would say this is a neutralizing effect there. And there was no settlement in first quarter. So there is no charge or gain taken there.
So it can be said that this the current quarter and the first half, these are the normalized profit actually. The company that is earning from its school operations and the company from its right back or any settlement amount.
Okay. For these 6 months, if we take out the settlement, yes. What I would like to also highlight, but just to be clear, there were in the first quarter a couple of provision write backs which were recorded in other income, which we in the previous investors call as well as in our results we had declared that there are provision write-backs to the tune of 20 crores, which was considered in the first quarter, and fire insurance claims of 18 crores so far in the 6 months. So you might want to keep that into account, but if you are only considering settlement, your assessment is absolutely right. There is a charge, there is a gain, and it is neutralizing.
Okay. If everything is taken into account, the normalized would be before taxes somewhere around 40 crores for the first half. But we may have failed the first half.
I mean, it is up to, Mr. Jain, it is up to you to assess. I have given you the information. Normalized margin can have a definition for you separately and me separately. I have given you the input.
Thank you very much. And another thing is, could you say something more on the settlement with the NTPC?
NTPC, there is no settlement with NTPC. In fact, good for us, there is no dispute with NTPC.
About the on advertising, it was only about the fire incident that has happened, that is resolved entirely.
Yes. Yeah, that is not a dispute. There were two fire incidents for which we were in the insurance claim recovery process. Both the process are now complete on both the incidents.
Okay. And we have got no dispute with the entity. This is all over. So if there is a bank settlement that is 340 crore rupees, can you tell me how much is our company is concerned with and not the group company? How much will be our share that will be coming back into our balance sheet?
So what we have reported, this 340 crore, we have only reported for G Power.
This is only for the G Power.
Yes. We have only reported what will come to us.
Okay.
And is in our balance sheet.
Okay. This is it. Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Venkat Raman S., an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations to the entire team to brought GPL into profitable company. We feel as an investor, we are feeling very happy. And I have one short question. In nuclear power generation equipment, in that,
Venkat Raman, we are not able to hear you clearly, sir. Are you connected on your earphones?
Yes.
So
one minute.
Your handset. Yeah, your voice is very muffled, sir. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
The line for the current questionnaire, Mr. Venkat Raman, has disconnected. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may join the question queue by pressing star and one. We take the next question from the line of Lavnish from Blue Ocean Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you for all the updates. We also wanted to get some clarity on the 1,000 crores of receivables. How good they are? Are there any concerns that you see in collecting those receivables?
Sure. Good evening, Mr. Lavnish, and thanks for joining and asking the question. So, on the receivables, firstly, I would say that there is a policy that your company has adopted. We call it the expected credit loss policy, in which any default or delay risk that we perceive from any invoice, we account for it suitably and take necessary provisions. This is a policy which has been consistently applied and any risk is suitably provided for. So in terms of sufficiency of it, I think we are very well covered and the auditors of course also look into it. In terms of the 1,000 crore receivable that we hold, 35% of it is from BHEL, so I think it's because we just talked a lot on BHEL. So 357 crore of it is from BHEL and we have signed agreement with them. For the balance, comes from the retentions, a combination of two things, comes from the retention driven by the HGDEP contracts and the normal receivables. So I would say that 1,000 crores of the receivables are solid. And anything, if you perceive a risk, has already been provided for. So I don't see a reason to be worried on that.
Okay. And as we, so you know, typically, so of the 1,000, if we are good with the 350 crores, which we will receive from BHEL, the balance, is there any collection timeline to that?
There is, for sure there is. The running receivables would be collected in due course as the procedures and all the approvals and all they are there with the customers. And for retention, it is linked with the execution of the milestones that we have. Now, there are many projects, there are 18 active sites currently. all have different number of units, not just one. So even on each side, there would be more than one number of units. And all the units would have different milestones, and each milestone would be attached with the retention. So it is difficult to assign a timeline to it because it is linked with more than 50 milestones at this point of time. But as and when the execution gets completed, which is the mission of the SGD portfolio, to safely execute these milestones, we will collect the retentions against it.
So, on that agreement with DHEL, where we have received 50 crores and reversed 23 crores out of other expenses, for the balance 290 crores that is likely to be received, is there likely to be any such reversal? I would presume this was written off as bad debts earlier and that's why it's been written back.
You are right. What from the accounting that, like I said, there is a policy ECL, so it was provided for, and now as per the policy, and when we have collected the money, we have reversed that. So that's on what we have done on the accounting piece so far. On your first question, I think it's exactly the same question which Mr. Premal Shah had asked, and I humbly ask that we won't be able to provide you the details of any future reversals that would happen. What I can tell you is that there is a payment schedule which is agreed with BHEL. Over the next few quarters, we will receive the money, and we will do the accounting as per the policy of reversals there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet for closing comments.
Thank you. So, thank you all those who have attended the call. Thank you for your support to us and confidence in us. I would just like to conclude that our strategic focus on core services is progressing well. We have evidenced the 45% quarter-on-quarter growth as we witnessed in this period. Equally important for us is that we significantly improve our operational profitability. This positive result is a direct outcome of our disciplined execution of our backlog and the growth initiatives which we have taken on the services segment. With this, thank you. Thank you all. Good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of GE Power India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.